The operative word in verse 15, what is crooked cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted. The operative word is the word cannot. Cannot. It's the word that sticks out in this verse. Cannot. You think it can. And some of us even dedicate our lives to do just that. Kohelet says, no, I can tell you, they can't be straightened, the things that are crooked. They can't be counted, the things that are lacking. I said to myself, look, I have increased in wisdom more than anyone. And he says with verse 18, with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief. Here's a man who has learned about the world and he has discovered the only thing the world has to offer him is disappointment. This is the conclusion as he has studied the world. The world is messed up. Have you come to realize that yet? We don't have to go far to find examples of how messed up the world is. And it's only getting more and more messed up. We're not getting better. We're getting worse. With all of our advances, we should be getting better. But we're going in the other direction. Amongst the peers of mine who have children who are in elementary school and some are in junior high, some are even in high school, I've heard on more than one occasion, when we were in school, we did things like, now Frank, you grew up in Florida, you may have had a hurricane drill. We had earthquake drills, okay? And in an earthquake drill, you duck and cover. Remember that? Do you guys do earthquake drills? Duck and cover. Okay? Duck and cover. Now I remember when I was 10 years old, October 17th, 1987, or 11, there was an earthquake in Los Angeles called the Whittier Quake. It predated your Loma Prieta up here, okay? We had the Whittier Quake in 87. And I was a good boy. I was at a dining table eating breakfast. And when the earthquake happened, I got onto the table, I covered up, I looked to my left, it's our sliding glass door, right, like 3 feet from me. I thought, that's silly. If that thing cracks, I'm going to be covered in glass. But anyways, I duck and cover. My brother runs out. He's in the shower. I've never seen him naked, okay? Here he is, naked. And he goes in the door jam, right? Because see, you all don't know him, all right? That's okay. At 14, he was actually in pretty good shape, right? We don't have lockdown drills. We don't have that. You all have that. We don't have active shooter on campus drills. I don't even know what I would say if that actually hit close to home. Now, let's be honest. I myself am getting a little bit numb to it. Are you getting there yet? The first time it happened, it was, oh, I can't believe it. Really? 15-year-old kid, 17-year-old kid did this kind of damage? We used to count it by how many this year. The question today is how many this week? Are we getting better? Are we moving in the right direction? This is just one very, very small thing. But you can take that and you can magnify it in so many different areas of life and ask the question, are we getting better? Are we getting better at treating illnesses? And some would say, yes, we are. We're getting so much better. But yeah, guess what, folks? Those of you who are in the health profession, which we have many people, I'm not here to poo-poo your work here. Good job. Keep going. You're going to get really good at treating these things, and the world will introduce to you 10 other things you have not yet ever seen. 10 things that are going to be, we've never seen this. This is a first. There are only X reported cases of this in the world. And this is the cat and mouse game that you're playing. You're going to go and you're going to accomplish success in one area only to find that you've created a whole new problem. Again, I'm not one to speak authoritatively on this, but when antibiotics, penicillin was discovered, it was a miracle drug and it cured all kinds of diseases. Well, now we've reintroduced another problem, the overprescription of antibiotics, and we now have super bugs, super bacteria that are resistant to all kinds of antibiotics. Does that not frighten you? That there are bacteria in the world that will just ravage us and we'll have nothing to do to stop it. We've created this. It's a product of our own invention to a certain degree. Kohelet says, I've been there, I've seen it, I've studied all these things, and I've come to realize that the world is crooked. People are crooked, and these things cannot be straightened out. You know, this is the same thing. This is the same message that is communicated throughout the Bible. It's not just Kohelet. Moses tells us in Genesis chapter 3 that the world is crooked. The world is cursed with the sin curse. It is broken. And Paul recognizes this in Romans chapter 8. He says that the creation is longing and groaning for its redemption, for its renewal. Moses tells us in Genesis chapter 6, God saw that the world was so crooked and so broken that we're going to just remake it with a righteous man, Noah, and his wife, and his three sons, and their three wives, and we're going to do it better. And then as soon as they get off the ark, everything has been destroyed, we're going to remake it. As soon as he gets off the ark, Noah, the first thing he does when he gets off the ark, Noah gets drunk. And he uncovers himself and he shames himself. And Moses is telling us, the reader, see, no. Killing all the people, that's not the solution. The world is a broken, broken place. And our brokenness is very deep. Kohelet says the same thing. What is crooked cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted. Verse 18, for with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief. It reminds me of something Jesus said. There's a story. Again, I'm gonna admit to you what I'm going to tell you right now. This is not the main point of the story that I'm going to tell you. But it's something that has always stuck with me. Jesus, he is getting closer and closer to his crucifixion. And at one point, a woman with an alabaster vial of perfume comes. She comes to his feet and she anoints his feet and his head with this perfume. The narrator says to us, and in so doing, she prepared his body for burial. Okay? Of course, she didn't do it knowingly, and that wasn't his intention, but she came to honor and worship Jesus by taking this very, very expensive vial of perfume, very expensive, and anointing Jesus with it and honoring him. And one of the disciples, happens to be Judas, he was in control of the treasury box. And he says, what a waste. What a waste. We could have sold that and used that money to help feed the poor. What does Jesus say? The poor you will always have with you. All right, just stop right there for a moment. Jesus is Kohelet, like on steroids. Okay? And Jesus says, just in a very offhanded, brief remark to Judas, you're never going to eliminate the problem of poverty. You're never going to do it. Boy, but I dedicate my life to a nonprofit that tries to eliminate poverty. Good. That's a wonderful, worthwhile, worthy job. But we also hear the words of Jesus, Kohelet on steroids, who says, I've seen it all. I'm just going to tell you, The poor you will always have. The sick you will always have. The angry you will always have. You see these things? These are things that are stuck in the world. And the world keeps trying to fix them on their own. Kohelet says, no. The world is so crooked, it can't be straightened. The world is so full of lack, it cannot be counted. Have you come to realize that yet? Now again, in 4, 5, 6 weeks or so, we're going to talk about how the things that we do in the world that are fun. Maybe you haven't gotten the memo yet, I love golf. And I play it. Just yesterday, 6 a.m, me, John, and Joe. You are more than welcome to join us, by the way. Okay, just email me, I'll tell you the time and the place. 6 a.m, we're out there. And we go out there and you hit that ball. Oh boy, when you see it fly, Justin, you know that feeling, right? You see it fly? I know Justin plays. You see it fly straight and far. You say, man, I did that. There is a sense of satisfaction from it. But if that's what I live for, golf is the cruelest game ever. Golf, as I have described on many occasions, is like that girl in high school that you think is really, really cute. You like her, she don't like you back. Every so often she looks your way and you think she's looking right at you. And you say, oh, she notices me, I got a par. And then the next hole is triple bogey and you say, oh, she was looking at my friend behind me. Golf is like that. Golf is so cruel. Golf is cruel. And yet for brief moments in time, it's really fun. As long as I keep it in perspective. And that really is sort of this direction that we're headed. It's about keeping these things in our lives in perspective, in the proper perspective. There are so many things that we enjoy, so many things that are really fun. A concert is really fun. A movie is really fun. Vacation is really fun. Disneyland, boy! What would it be like to live at Disneyland? It's really fun. Those things are really fun as long as you keep them in perspective. That's going to be Kohelet's message. Keep it in perspective. It's when things are out of perspective that you come up to emptiness and disappointment and loneliness. This morning I continue to encourage you as we go down this journey with Kohelet. As we listen to Kohelet, let's listen with ears that are eager to learn. Ears that recognize his wisdom. His wisdom is from life lived. His wisdom is from the Lord. And so it's wisdom for us to live as well. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to help us to have the right perspective about life, to help us to have the right perspective about the world, to help us to have the right perspective about our own individual pursuits, our jobs, our careers, our school, our majors, the things that we enjoy, the vacations that we take. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to have the right perspective. When we have the right perspective, those things are wonderful. Those things are full of value even. But ultimately, we recognize that those things cannot and should not be our sole pursuit. Because we know that those things also lead us to a place of emptiness, a place of void. Because the world is a broken place. As Kohelet tells us, the things that are crooked cannot be straightened. The things that are lacking cannot be counted because they are so numerous. This is a broken place, Lord, that you have put us in. And you have put us here to tell other people in the world there is something better. There is something that genuinely fulfills, that is genuinely full of meaning. Help us to live out lives that recognize that, that shine brightly in this dark place. And I pray that others would come to know you through our lives as well. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.